Okay, you know what? I'm starting the interview right now. I'm recording as we speak. Rosalind Dennett's your last name, I believe, right?
Yes.
Of Oh My Darling. Now let's get our little background here. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear all the pipes are calling.
They are, yes. Yeah, I'm speaking to you from a dock in St. John's, Newfoundland on the Atlantic Ocean, and there's a piper playing, and the dock's rocking. And
the amount of like, I just had this, I kind of, I guess it was sort of like a swoon that I just experienced just now, just feeling like if there was some kind of transporter, you know, thing available at this moment, I would be joining you there.
Oh, that would be lovely. You know, I've never done an interview with my toes in the ocean. So
oh,
pretty nice.
So perfect. All right. Well, look, it's kind of, and I'm very amazed by people's tour schedules, because I'm just thinking right now you're sitting in St. John's with your toes in the ocean, and on Sunday night you'll be here in Sherbrooke performing.
That's right. Yeah.
So
it's quite an interesting thing to kind of, you have to be kind of transported every day into a different, totally different place and different cultures. It's and especially within Canada, it's a very neat thing.
Well, it's an incredible thing. Now, you're vocals and fiddle for Oh My mm-hmm. Darling, such
yep.
a band that's becoming the darling, quite ironically, of the roots music scene
oh.
here in Canada, which is such a. Now here's something I've got to mention and ask you about is.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, it probably wouldn't have been that considered all that cool to say that a band, that was prairie roots mixed with bluegrass, Appalachian
yeah.
old time, southern twang, Franco folk, this crazy, like, now clawhammer banjo, okay?
Yeah.
Like just the idea
that's
of all
the
of these things and fiddle mixed in, but somehow we've come to this point in time in music and on our music scene where it is very cool to
oh,
do
definitely.
All these things.
It's it's old time music and bluegrass music, and kind of that whole roots genre has really taken off and gained a lot of popularity in the general folk scene in Canada and in the United States, so and worldwide starting, you know, and it's been great for us because, you know, we love that music. It's, you know, music that you know, a lot of us in the group grew up on, so we're very glad it's cool now.
Well, it's just such a funny thing, so I was looking at the four of you. There's Allison DeGroote on banjo
uh-huh.
and vocals, and
yep.
now you, Rosalind, on fiddle and vocals.
Fiddle, yep.
Vanessa Cousina on vocals and guitar, and Marie-Josée
mm-hmm.
Dandenault on upright bass and vocals.
Yep.
And you, the four of you are really gorgeous girls too. So it's so
thanks.
Funny because I'm kind of imagining back in the 80s when I was sort of really starting to become completely music obsessed when I was a kid, like when I was
mm-hmm.
10 or 11 years old. And girls like the four of you would have been like the Go-Go's or something, you know, where there would be the kind of like this poppy crazy sort of bubble gummish.
Yeah, the Bangles. We're the Bangles.
Yeah, exactly. So how long have you been playing music? Tell me about your own personal musical history and coming together with the band.
Yeah, I started playing fiddle when I was a kid, and just playing a lot of kind of old time Canadian music, and kind of matured into a love of Irish music. And when I met Allison DeGroote, she had been playing clawhammer banjo for a couple years, and so she introduced me to old time. As the legend goes, which is true, we were sitting on a beach in Kelowna, BC, and on the Okanagan, and she took my fiddle. We were just jamming. She took my fiddle and she cross-tuned it into an old-time tuning and said that before she would show me how to tune it back to regular tuning, that I had to learn at least one old-time tune. So, and that's kind of what hooked me right there. And we started playing old-time music together and brought that into the band, and it really worked out really well.
Wow, I think that so often when it comes to music and performing and collaborating with other people, often it's these strange little moments of kind of crossing out of your comfort zone and into
yeah.
this new thing that create this exciting, like something that's so exciting for the artists, and
yeah.
that makes it so much
yeah.
more fun to share.
Wow. I definitely agree.
So how long has the band been, how long has Oh My Darling been playing together?
We've been together for 3.5 years now.
And it's, you know, it's sort of funny. I'm looking at this great shot of the four of you in the long grass, and okay. it's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah. I'm just thinking clawhammer, banjo, fiddle, all of this. There's something. It's kind of like the construction. It's music construction. You know, it's like these. There should be a chainsaw at some point
well,
too.
Well, you know, actually where we took that shot, it's kind of funny. There's kind of huge kind of concrete blocks around there. We were actually in Vancouver when we took that shot. So behind us is like the big city with the glass and the concrete, and there's construction and big pipes all around us. And then we just found this little tiny nook with this beautiful long prairie grass. And we thought, well, that's kind of perfect right there.
Well, that's it. It's just, boy, that's pretty darn convincing. Yeah. For everybody who wants to go have a look at that, you can visit www.ohmydarling.ca for more information. And the tour lineup is on there as well, too. You'll be hitting Sherbrooke this weekend, which is just so exciting. Let me see. It's the Bar Le Magog here in Sherbrooke. And my goodness, okay, tickets are all of $5 in advance or $8 at the door. And that is, I feel like, what is this? Is it 1921? I don't know. Like, you know, okay, we're going to pay $4 billion to go see, you know, Genesis, which is one thing. But then an intimate, amazing show with clawhammer, banjo, and fiddles. Are you crazy?
It's the price of a pint in most cities. So.
Exactly, if that. You know, really, wow. Hey, you know what? Sherbrooke is going to be looking forward to having you and the girls of Oh My Darling here
really
this weekend.
Forward to
All right, well, thank you so much, and we'll see you very soon, Rosalind.
Yeah, thank you, Sheila. See you soon.